Kellogg. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 1, 1900. Mr. Kellogg, Battle Creek, Michigan. My dear brother, I have received a letter from Elder Haskell inquiring as to the advisability of your engaging in an enterprise which is new and strange. The question is, shall a company composed of Sabbath keepers and those who are not Sabbath keepers be formed? I have a word from the Lord for you. Those who feel no obligation to obey a plain, "Thus saith the Lord," cannot be trusted to fulfill any agreement they may make with their fellow men. Those who do not honor or respect their Creator, who do not obey His requirements, will not be honest in their dealings with their fellow men. They are robbing God continually, and therefore God has a controversy with them. And if they rob God every week of time which belongs to Him, think you that they will stand by any agreement they may make with their fellow men? Those who knowingly violate the law of God are not the ones through whom true success may be expected to come. If you will follow on to know the Lord, you will know that His going forth is prepared as the morning. If the Lord has given you skill and understanding, it is that you may glorify His name. The message we are called to bear is, "Come out from among them, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, 18. If ever there was a necessity for God's people to come out and be separate, so that there shall be no mingling of the obedient with the disobedient, it is now. Truth is sacred, pure, and unadulterated. It must be kept so. There are two parties in our world, and only two: the obedient and the disobedient. These can no more mix than can oil and water. The difference between them is that one serves the prince of the kingdom of darkness, the other the prince of the kingdom of heaven. My brother, if you can sell your invention for anything near its true value, would not this be the very best thing you could do? Those who are filled with an intense desire to obtain anything that will bring them money will betray you if they have a chance. They have shown that the fear of God is not before them. Their course of action has been similar to the course of action followed by Pharaoh. In proud self-superiority, they have echoed the words, "Who is the Lord that I should obey His voice? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." Exodus 5, verse 2. Be not ensnared by the temptations that come to you. Satan showed Christ all the kingdoms of the world, and as they looked upon the scene in its entrancing beauty, he said, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Christ answered, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Matthew 4, verse 8 to 10. If ever there was a time when we should elevate the standard of present truth, it is now. Our watchword should be the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation 12, verse 17. I speak that which I know, and testify of that which I have seen. I have been shown the evil of linking up in confederacy with men who claim to be Seventh-day Adventists, and yet give no evidence that they are building on the rock. Our bitter experience of today is the result of unconsecrated confederacies, the result of exchanging God for men whose wisdom was foolishness. Yet the lesson given for the saving of the souls of men and women is not learned. Up to the close of this earth's history, there will be those who will sell their birthright for a mess of pottage. Sad as it is, there are unconverted ministers and unconverted people. The Lord has given us only one probation. There will never be another for any soul. From the lips of every one who shall be numbered with the overcomers will go forth the prayer, "Lead us not into temptation." Matthew 6, verse 13. That is, save us from going into temptation. The Apostle James declares, "Let no man say when he is tempted to do evil, 'I am tempted of God.'" James 1, verse 13. There is temptation which is approving of men, that they may know how weak they are, and how foolish it is to change the divine theocracy for human philosophy, which always provides a snare. God proves us, that he may know what is in our hearts, that he may see whether we love him supremely and our neighbor as ourselves. God knows the weakness of human principles. He knows the character of the temptations whereby we are deceived. God tempts no man, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Verses 14, 15. We have no enemy without that we need to fear. Our great conflict is with unconsecrated self. When man conquers himself, he is more than a conqueror, through the one who hath loved him. Conquer self, and the world is conquered. When the tempter comes to the child of God with flattering presentations of great gain to seduce him from his allegiance, let him find no weakening of principle, no lust for gain. Let the snare be spread in vain. Run no risk of dishonoring your Redeemer by yielding to the tempter. To those who overcome, the richest promises are given. But remember that there is no second probation for any soul. Opportunity to gain eternal life is given to every soul. Those who do not improve it are not given another trial. Fight manfully, for he who died that you might have eternal life is your judge. He says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Revelation 2, verse 10. Take heed, my brother. There is an eternal life for you to win. Fight to the utmost of your power the good fight of faith. Not in the future, but now is your probation. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, the things which now serve Satan's purpose as a snare to deceive and destroy, will be added unto you. Matthew 6, verse 33. God's chosen ones must be gold, not hay, wood, and stubble. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. All I can say, my brother, is run no risks. Your soul is of more value than the whole world. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark 8, verse 36-37. I did not expect to write as much as I have written. At 2 o'clock this morning, I was awakened with a strong impression that you needed to have words spoken to you that would put you on your guard. I now leave this matter, which is a very important one, with you, saying, if you can sell out, you will avoid many perplexities and much confusion. But I refer you to him who loves you, who gave his life for you, whose you are by creation and by redemption. Ask counsel of God. Seek wisdom from above. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way.